Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. BigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Your co-host for tonight is none other than Coach Dion. Coach Dion, are you there?
I am here. Hello, Think Big listeners. I'm so excited to be back on the air with you guys. I miss you so much. And I'm here, and I'll be here probably two times a week from this moment forward.
Wow, that is awesome to have Coach Dion making it happen with us like that. We have a special guest coming on tonight, and she's going to talk about some topics that affect all of us across the United States and the world. Gaitan Borders from Grayson, Georgia. You there?
Hey, hello.
Hey, I just want, before we get this interview started, for you to get out all of your contact information. How can people reach you?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. Of course, I am with the organization called Saving Our Children. So our website address is savingourchildren.bravehost.com, BRAVEHOST.com. And our email address is hfmbc@hotmail.com.
Okay, before we get into the nitty-gritty of everything, how about letting our listeners know, you know, who you are? Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from and where you're at.
Sure, sure. Well, like you said, my name is Gaitan Borders, and I am a staff member of Saving Our Children. But before I became involved with Saving Our Children, I have always been an advocate for children. And so it was just natural for me to go into the field of child psychology. And so I am a school psychologist, which means that I work in the school system with families and children and teachers and administrators, meaning principals and community leaders, to help try to find solutions for children and try to basically improve their educational world. And so that is pretty much all that I am. I am a psychologist. I'm a mom, a wife, you know, someone who cares deeply about the world and about children. And that, of course, leads me to a lot of organizations that I become a part of. And one of those organizations is Saving Our Children. And that is
that.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard someone say something. But, yeah, Saving Our Children is an organization that I am deeply passionate about, and it just ties into everything that I do and everything that I am and have always been.
Right. Guys, can you do us a favor? Tell us more about Saving Our Children.
Sure, sure. Saving Our Children, for those of you who don't know, is an organization that was founded really almost a little bit over a year ago, just short of a year ago, by a wonderful woman named Janice. And the organization was created or born out of the need to spread awareness about the fact that there's an epidemic that exists. And this epidemic is so pervasive, however, most people don't know about it. The epidemic that I talk about is the fact that every 40 seconds a child is abducted or reported missing. And 33% of those children are African American. 33% of those children, so we're talking about hundreds and thousands of kids a year who are abducted or endangered in some way who are African American. But the reason why people don't know about this epidemic is because that these children typically do not receive adequate media coverage. And so people go by their everyday life and not even realize the fact that so many of these children are gone in the blink of the eye. And so that's why Saving Our Children was created. It was to spread awareness about this fact. And we're involved in so many different aspects, but our main focus is to spread awareness about this and also to help families, help the families of children who have been abducted or who are missing and who have not returned home. And that is really the crux of Saving Our Children.
Wow. Now, you know what's so interesting about this? As a parent, I never even think about my child getting abducted at all. And I know a lot of parents don't do that until it actually happens or we know somebody it's happened to or anything like that. So doing this segment is really, really great. To all of our Think Big listeners, we want to make sure that you really listen in. That way you really, like you said, you want to bring the awareness out so that we can maybe help someone who has had their child abducted or anything like that. So we want to thank you again, Guyton, for bringing this forward to our show and having our segment about this so that we could get the awareness out.
It is definitely, definitely my pleasure.
Now, let me ask you this. We're looking at a third of all of the children being abducted being African-American, and you're right. I really don't see too much coverage, and even though as a nation we're trying to do more things with the Amber Alert and things like that, what would be some suggestions that, you know, you would have for parents to, you know, maybe help their children with to stop them from abduction? As Coach Dion brought up, I mean, she never thinks about that, you know, but I'm sure that her son, you know, is a very smart young man and wouldn't have to, you know, too much worry about things. But what can parents do?
Yeah.
Perspective.
Excellent question. That's such an excellent question. And Coach Dion, I mean, I'm with you on this. You know, people don't realize how quickly it could happen. In a blink of your eye, your child can just be taken away from you. And just that thought as a parent, that thought that you don't know where your child is, what's happening to your child, that makes me physically ill, you know, as I'm sure it does for, you know, everybody listening. It makes you physically ill. But it happens that quickly, and it happens so often, every single day. In the town that you live in, everybody who's listening, the town that you live in, today there was a child that was abducted, more than likely, or endangered, or sexually molested, or, you know, something happened to that child. Somebody, you know, very close to you, probably in close proximity, I should say, to you, something happened to them. And so what parents need to do is to be very vigilant. They need to be vigilant about their children. And what does that mean, being vigilant? You know, does that mean that your children can't breathe without you, you know, puffing air into their lungs? You know, clearly that's not day-to-day life. That's not day-to-day. But there are simple things that you can do to help keep your children safe. First and foremost, and I think, Big, you touched on that, the fact that Coach Dion's son is, you know, aware. And I think that talks a lot about just communication between children and parents. That line of communication definitely is beneficial and necessary. Children need to first know. Yeah, right? Children need to know what exactly is a stranger. Who's a friend, who's a stranger? And as adults, you know, we can understand that. But young children, my son, who is 7, he's still grappling with that. Who's a friend and who's a stranger? He thinks that a friend is someone who simply knows his name.
Wow.
Or who smiles. You know, that's a friend, somebody who mommy talks to, that's a friend. And so differentiating between, you know, acquaintances, someone who mommy or daddy says hello to, you know, versus someone who really is trusted, is very difficult for children. So parents really need to help them rationalize that. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to come up with a code term or phrase for your child. And what I mean by that is sometimes, let's say your child goes to daycare, your child is at school, and someone other than you or your significant other appears at the school and says, I'm here to, you know, pick up so-and-so. If you have a code or phrase that is a known secret phrase to your child and you, that person would know that phrase. And so that person will be able to say, Mommy said so-and-so, the sky is blue, let's say, for example. And so that child that mommy told that person that. So, of course, that person is trusted because mommy said so. Even though mommy or daddy is not there, they know that that person is trusted. You know, for example, if they're on the playground, you know, we send our kids, it's summertime, it's getting hot. It's getting hot in many places around the country. Kids go to the playground, you know, and they play. Predators, child predators a lot of times hang around playgrounds where kids congregate. And so, you know, they use a lot of different tactics to entice our children into cars or to walk away with them, you know, promising gifts, money, this, that, and the other. But if you teach your children the code word, you know, even though so-and-so is smiling and says it's okay, what's the code word? Don't go. Don't get in the car. Don't go. That's very simple. It's very simple.
You know,
that's great.
As a kid, we had, like, Officer Friendly, I believe, like, maybe third grade or fourth grade. had the bear who would, you know, teach us about, you know, don't play with matches. I haven't been in that grade for years. Are those things still kind of going on in the schools?
You know what, Big? They are. They are. They do have, and they call it different things depending on, you know, maybe where you are in the country, what school system you're in. But they do have the officer friendly that goes into the classroom and the something. It's like spots the dog or something like that, where they, you know, a friendly dog where they go in and talk about safety, good touch, bad touch, perhaps, and, you know, not to get into the car. So, yeah, they still are doing that. It's not, they don't have the commercials as much as they did back when we were, you know, school age, but they still do have that in the school. But, you know, kids are different. Kids are different nowadays.
Real quick, and I'm going to let Coach Dion ask some of her pertinent questions, and I'm not trying to be like a hawk on the interview, but one of the things that really disturbed me recently that I've taken more note of is that, you know, I'll be in certain places and, you know, I'm a fairly, you know, decent-looking, happy type guy, but small children with their parents, you know, they're like wave at me and say, hi, you know, like they're introducing themselves. And, you know, I'm just like, there was no way I could have done this as a child, and why are these children, you know, talking to me like this? So I would, you know, one lady had her daughter with her, and I was just like, you know, didn't your mom tell you not to talk to strangers? And this lady says to me, oh, it's okay. She can sense good. And I,
oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I almost was floored. I was just like, this is ridiculous.
Right, right. That it goes against common sense because children can't sense. I mean, even if they sense good or bad, they can't do anything about it. So
Yeah. Definitely.
That's right.
To, you know, control the situation. You know, and that's cute. The kids do that, you know, walking through the parking lot, you know, in the stroller or the shopping cart, they'll wave, hi, my name is so-and-so. And my son, I remember when he was at that age, he used to do that too, and I used to tell him all the time, do not tell people your name. Did I tell you to say your name? You know, it's hard, though, because kids are so trusting. They trust and they just want you to love them no matter who you are, and that's what's precious about them, but you know, that's what people prey on as well.
Mm-hmm. So my the first thing that came to my head as I was listening to you talk, first I got two important comments, but I'm going to go ahead and post them as questions
because
you can give our listeners the correct answers to them because
okay.
I always have my opinion. But the predator.
Mm-hmm.
See, for me as a mother, I would always think male, all males, all males. When that's not true, is it?
It is.
The predator could be either be male or female.
The predator can be male or female. Now, statistics show, statistically speaking, the preponderance of predators are male. But we have to remember that we're relying on reported crime. So, you know, it's possible that may not necessarily be the very accurate in terms of the percentages, but in terms of what the statistics are telling us right now, the preponderance of abusers or pedophiles are male, but that does not mean that women do not abuse as well, and I'm talking physical, sexual, emotional. Clearly, you know, it's males and females do it as well.
Absolutely. So we watch out. I would say watch out for both, because the minute we think that, oh, she's okay, because I would always think that I would just search for men, and that's just not the case.
Right.
It's really, really like, so I really wanted to put that out there. And secondly, give us the statistics on the age range of those children that are mostly abducted?
You know, the young, it's so pervasive. You know, if you were to click on the news today, there are children of all ages that are abducted. I'm talking the infants, 6 months and under, up to, you know, 18-year-olds are being abducted.
Wow.
Yeah, so to be able to give you an actual statistics on who is most abducted, I can't do that tonight, but I know that, you know, it has no bias. You know, children of all ages and of all races are abducted on a day-to-day basis, on a day-to-day basis.
At all ages, especially. It's for me, and I'm making this up, I'm still making this up, but for me, if it's in the teenage range, it probably is most likely our teenage girls to older men, and I'm still making that up, but now that I look at it, like, you know, Walmart has this huge board if you walk into Walmart, and I'm a Walmart junkie, so I see it every day, and I actually pay no attention to it, but now that I see it, the majority of it is females and teenage girls.
Yes.
But one of the things I want to say that you mentioned earlier, and I really want to drive this point home for our parents out there, even of teenagers, both male and females, is communication with your children. Full lines of communication. That means both sides. Allow your children to talk to you.
And you know what, Coach Dion? That is probably one of the most difficult things for parents to internalize and understand.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we say that we have open lines of communication with our children, when in fact we really do not. You know, we want we want them to act the way we want them to act, believe what we want them to believe, and to say what we want them to say. But, of course, that's not always what happens. Most of the time, that's not what happens. So if you really do want to know what's going on in your children's lives, listen without prejudice. You know, guide them.
Absolutely.
You have to guide them, but listen to them so that you can guide them appropriately. You can't guide them if you don't know exactly what they're going through, you know, and just make sure that you have that relationship with your child so that they'll come to you first and not go to somebody else and think that they can trust somebody else. And when I say that, I think about the teenage girls who perhaps, you know, think about, you know, trusting an older male, or, you know, a boyfriend, or, you know, something along those lines, rather than coming to you as a parent first.
Absolutely, gotcha. That is exactly what I'm talking about. No matter what, I never even shush my child. I let him finish it. I let him say, look, speak your mind. What is it that you want to say to me? Without being fearful of saying what he wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the most important thing. That's a big part of parenting, is having your child fully express themselves in front of you without shushing them or telling them to shut up, but really hearing what they have to say.
Really hearing what
so
they have
to say. So that's great.
Yeah, but at the time, I recognize how difficult that is for a parent.
Absolutely.
So it's difficult to hear that your child is engaging in sexual activity or maybe taking drugs or, you know, doing this and that. It's difficult. But if it happens, you definitely want to be among the first to know about it so that you can help guide them and change that behavior. The earlier, the better. You know, if you don't know, you can't make a change.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Can you please get out your contact information once again, everything? How can we reach you?
For Saving Our Children, our website is savingourchildren.bravehost.com. Our email address is hfmbc@hotmail.com, and we can be reached by phone at 516-333-9882. We urge everybody to log on to our website each and every day. It's a wealth of information on that website. And in addition to that, there is a slideshow of so many missing African American children. And we encourage people to go to that website and look at that slideshow, because you might very well recognize somebody that you may know, and you don't know that they're missing or endangered. You might be able to help solve their crime, bring them home safely to their family. So please take a second out of your busy day. SavingOurChildren.BraveHost.com is the website that we want you to visit.
Gaetan.
Yes.
Hey, I've talked to my child. They've had even the school has had officer friendly, and the nice puppy dog come, and but my child comes up missing. I'm hysterical. Mm. What is it that I should do? I mean, what's the first thing to do? I mean, should I wait till a certain time when I can't reach them on their cell phone, because you know we got second graders with cell phones now?
Yes. We sure do. We even have kindergartners here in Georgia with cell phones. We do. They have them. If your child's routine is different, and as parents, we know our children's routine. We know our children like clockwork, right? Those of us who are interacting with our children, we know what time they get off the school bus. We know what time they're supposed to be here, there, what time they come home. The minute you believe that your child is missing, you need to act. It's really important that you act quickly, because the first 24 hours of your child being missing is critical, okay? After 24 hours, you know, the percentages and the likelihood of finding your child safe diminishes a little bit each and every day, right? So you want to act quickly. Before your child is even in that position, parents, please, 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 please have a current picture of your child, okay? You know, sometimes we're not as good as, you know, taking pictures on a regular basis of our children. Please have a current picture of your child. And nowadays, school systems, when they take their yearly you know, school picture, classroom picture, whatever, they give you a little keychain picture that you can put on your keychain, or a little child identification picture. Some schools have them, some districts have them, some don't. But no matter the case, you can actually have one created for free most oftentimes at the police system, district, or, you know, within whatever agency in your county. So definitely have a current picture of your child. Move quickly, report it to the police immediately. Call the police and let them know that your child is reported missing. You definitely want to do that, so that that will start the chain of events. So that's the very first thing, the most critical thing that you can do, Big, is report your child missing. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. Even if you're wrong, err on the side of caution. So that's my recommendation to every parent out there. If you're in that unfortunate circumstance, make sure you move extremely quickly, report it, and if they don't take you seriously, continue persisting until they do, and make sure that that information gets out there to the law enforcement agencies.
Perfect. Now, one of the things I want to touch on, guys, then, is what I talked to you about earlier on the website, because I visited the website, and for our listeners, please stop by the website, and we'll have guys then repeat it again in a few. But one of the things I want to touch on is 10 tips for parenting. I would love to go over those with our listeners, because I think it's just great. And, I mean, you don't have to go, because there's like paragraphs for each one. But if you could just touch up in front of you.
Sure. Absolutely.
Can you touch on them? Because I think they're so fabulous, and I even learned from them, you know, and I've been parenting for 16 years now. Yeah, they were great. I'm like, oh, I got to start back going there.
Teach me something, Coach Dion. Teach me something. You have a few years ahead of me. But we do. What Coach Dion is talking about on our website, savingourchildren.bravehost.com, we have several links. One of those links is for the 10 tips for raising children of character, 10 tips for parenting. The first tip is putting parenting first, you know, I mean, I don't want to sound preachy, you know, but if we have children, then we need to really care for them. And being a parent is really hard. It's not the easiest thing to do. However, it's something that we signed up for by having children. And so we need to put parenting first above and beyond everything else, so that we instill core values in our children. That's number one. Number two is to think about how do you spend the hours and days of your week? And, you know, perhaps certain things take precedent in your current lifestyle. Perhaps certain things take precedent over your family. And perhaps there's different things you can do to adjust that so that you spend quality time with your children so that they can vibe.
Repeat.
I'm going to paraphrase it. Rearrange. If you are not spending as much time with your children as you feel is necessary or as much time as they need, rearrange your schedule so that you can spend some quality time with your children so that they can learn from you, vibe from you, and just, you know, experience all that you have to share with them. So
absolutely.
Look at how you're spending your days, your hours, and your week. Next is to be a good example. You know, and on our show on Wednesday, Parenting 101, I talk a lot about modeling good behavior for our children. So what that means is you can say one thing, but if you're doing something else, then, I mean, what good does that do? It confuses children. So if you want your child to be, you know, a good student, a moral human being, a this or that and the other, then you need to be that for them. Model it. Be a good example.
Okay, so wait, I got to say a comment on this one. Okay, so guys, are children going to follow more so than what the parents say or what they do? I know this because this goes on in my household.
You know,
my child does stuff, and I know he gets it from me. But I say something differently towards him so that he won't do that. I think children will follow your actions more so than what you say to them.
You know, your actions, like, you know, that's the old adage, your actions speak louder than words. They do. They
Come
always
out.
Do. And in my, I'm a child psychologist, you know, and I say great things. I swear I do. But, you know, my children are little me's, you know, all my little character flaws that I can't help, they have them. So, you know, if you want your child to be something, you first and foremost need to be that for them. Or else they're just gonna be what it is you're demonstrating to them. So
absolutely.
That's so hard. That is so hard, just fundamentally hard to, you know, break habits that are just, you know, unique to you. But, you know, it's modeling, lead by example, and they will learn. And if you're saying something different from what you're doing, then believe in the fact that they will act the way that you're acting. If you have
absolutely.
A bad temper, your child's gonna have a bad temper.
Pick it right up.
If you're cursing, they're going to be cursing. You know, they just...
Girl, come on.
It is what it is.
Move to four.
The next one is to develop an ear and eye for what your children are absorbing. You know, that, again, is just being cognizant and being present in your children's lives. Know what they're into. If you are a parent of, I mean, and I was going to say a parent of a high schooler, but in this day and age, we have elementary school kids that are on the internet. You know, they are. These kids know how to surf the web better than
yep.
we do as adults. They know the sites. So, you know, be present. Know what your children are into because you'd be surprised. You might be surprised what they're into. If you're not focusing in on what it is, they're going to learn from their friends as well. So definitely be the eye and ear for them. Use a language of character, of course. You know, again, that's modeling. Be who it is you want your child to be. Okay. The next one is one that I, you know, definitely talk a lot about. Punish with a loving heart. You know, it's so easy to spank. It is so easy to spank. But if you, and I'm not going to say that spanking is wrong. It's definitely a personal decision. You know, it's a personal decision. But if you do spank, definitely spank with an understanding or with an expression of why it is you're spanking so that your child learns from it. So if you're punishing, even if you're scolding, let your child understand what it is that they did wrong. And sometimes, I swear, they do not know what it is they did wrong. They don't know. So explain it to them. So punish with a loving heart. Don't hold anything against them. They're learning. They're children. You know, my son who's 7, when you break it down, he's only been alive 7 years. He's only been on this earth 7 years. That's not a whole lot of time to learn a lot of things. You know, so punish with a loving heart. Punish with a knowledge that you're trying to teach your child something. And it's not just, you know, physical punishment. It's not just, you know, verbal punishment. but that you're trying to gain something from the punishment. So that should be the goal of punishing. Whatever your method is, the goal should be to teach something different from the behavior that they just displayed. Okay? Is that clear, or was that kind of confusing? Coach Dion.
I'm clear on it. Okay. I am clear.
Okay. The next one is to listen, learn to listen to your children. We talked about that earlier, learn to listen. It sounds simple, but it's really hard because we don't want our children to say what they're feeling a lot of times because it sometimes is really just off-putting what they're feeling. But learn to
That's
listen
right.
to your children. Learn to listen because they're going to be talking to their friends, you know, but they're going to be talking to them, emailing them, texting them. So learn to listen to your children. And when you learn to listen, you'll be able to, as I put it, infiltrate and kind of change their mindset. So learn to listen.
You know,
absolutely.
That we really need to do is not only start listening and everything that you're saying with your tips, because you don't want to ever have it where, you know, your child runs away, because that's just as scary as them being abducted.
Oh,
and then, you know, you find out that, well, you know, it didn't happen. And if they do it once and they've got this type of attention or that type of attention, you know, they may be prone to do it again. And it's just, you know, one of the things that we do here on Think Big Radio is, you know, not only do we educate everyone who wants to listen, who wants to build a business or about, you know, what's going on today and, you know, different entertainment things, is that, you know, all of our hosts have taken a part in making sure that our seniors are taken care of, whether it's volunteering here or there or, you know, making sure that they're okay and children. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we wanted to invite you on the show, because you're definitely taking care of the missing children out there, because you don't think about them because they're out of sight, but you make sure that they're in mind. We love you for that. We would love to have you on as many times as you want, and we're going to support whatever you're doing, because that's how we feel about these issues.
We thank you so much for that, Big. We really do, because that really is, you know, at the core of what we're trying to do. We're trying to spread awareness, trying to get people to join us in spreading awareness. You know, each one, reach one. And, you know, if we can reach, you know, a few people each day, that just grows the network. And one of the things that we're doing right now, we're actually creating an alert system. I know you all have heard about the Amber Alert system, right? The Amber Alert.
Yeah,
the Amber Alert, which alerts the public of missing children, of, you know, children that are in danger. But what we've learned is that the Amber Alert system does not necessarily always work beneficially for children of color. And so at Saving Our Children, we are actually creating a different alert system to help spread awareness about the fact that our children do come up missing on a regular, day-to-day, minute-by-minute basis. And so that alert system is going to roll out. Our anticipated rollout date is June 1st. And so what we're doing is we're enlisting the help of the media, primarily the African-American media, print, radio, TV, so that when we get word of a missing child, we're going to go ahead and send out a blast, an email blast, a media blast, to those sources and actually ask them to help spread awareness, to post it, to speak about it, so that hopefully these children will be found safely. Without discussion, without, you know, people helping us, these children will not be found, you know.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Yeah. What number was we on?
Pardon?
What were we on?
Are you talking about the
the parenting tip. And Big, I want to tell you what you brought up was so important. And let's not skip what number we were on. But you don't want to have your kids running away. I love that point.
You don't want to, and you know it's all about preventative measures, and you know communication ties into that. Find out what your kids are into. You know, if your kids are on the internet, put filters on your internet to find out what sites they're visiting. You know,
yep.
Check their emails, check their texts. You know, if they're in chat rooms, hopefully they're not in chat rooms. Chat rooms aren't great. But if they are in chat rooms, make sure that you're in there looking at their chats to see who it is they're talking to, what it is they're talking about, and prevent. It's all about prevent. Prevention is key. It's really hard to act in reactive mode. Preventive mode is the key. You know, you never want to be reactive. You want to be preventive. So that's the key for runaways. Figure out what it is they're into. If they're into drugs, I mean, I don't know. You know, just go in their rooms. Find out what's going on. Snoop if you need to. Talk to them is ideal. But, you know, definitely be in the heart of what it is they're experiencing to help curb that that runaway situation.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success, the successful. We're winding down to our last. I definitely want two things to happen right now. The first, how can people reach you? Everything. Once again, please.
Absolutely. SavingOurChildren.BraveHost, BraveHost.com. Our email is hfmbc@hotmail.com, and our telephone number is 516-333-9882. We have Blog Talk Radio shows that air on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our Sunday show focuses in on our missing children. We focus in on issues related to missing children. We interview parents of missing children, that sort of thing. Our Wednesday show is called Parenting 101, and we deal big with some of the issues that you brought to light tonight, the preventative issues. So we talk about things that families and parents can do, the issues that affect families to help prevent these unfortunate circumstances from occurring.
Now, is there any that you'd like to thank any person, any organization?
That we'd like to thank? Personally, I would definitely like to thank all of the organizations as well as the individuals who have willingly joined us in this mission and have played our PSAs on their radio shows and have written articles in magazines. I mean, we've gotten so much support from newspapers, magazines, radio shows, all sorts of singers. I mean, you name it. So many people have come on board and agreed to help us spread awareness about this. So I want to say thank you to everybody. And I know if Janice was on live with us, she would say thank you to everybody who has agreed to do this for us, because, as we say, our motto is, it's everyone's job to save our children. So we thank each and every one of you.
Thank
right.
you. Coach Dion, did you have any following
Absolutely.
Words?
Absolutely. You know, I want to thank Janice and Guyton for dedicating their lives to such an important cause, because we don't, you know, they're thinking outside of the box. They're doing something that they have a passion for. They're thinking about our children when sometimes we may not be. So I want to thank you for that, and thank you so much, you and Janet, and I'm sure she'll listen to this, for mm-hmm. thinking big. And thank you so much for blessing our radio show with your presence and your passion.
And, you know, likewise, I definitely know that you all support us, and I just want everybody, all your listeners, to look out for the Riley Alert. That's the new alert system that we're going to be rolling out in just a few days to help alert the public about this plight. And remember, it's an epidemic. It's an epidemic that about a third of the missing children each and every day are African American. And you wouldn't know that by looking at the conventional media. And so that's why
that's
we
right.
have the alert system called the Riley Alert System. That will be rolled out in just a few days.
And can you spell that quick?
Sure, R-I-L-E-Y, Riley Alert System.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success is successful. You just heard Gaitan Borders from Grayson, Georgia, talk about her organization, Saving Our Children. This interview with the song, Missing Children, or anybody out there that hears this, with Sade by your side. www.savingourchildren.bravehost.com. Let's assist them that are missing and bringing those children home. We're by your side. Thanks for thinking big.